Alei Shur Chelek Beis Daf Kuf Chaf Dalet. This is the 11th chapter entitled Tvira Utefila. Lomad, we learned above, this is on Daf Tzadi Dalet. Above, Moshe Rabbeinu Yirid Tvira Ushchina Milemala Lemata. Moshe Rabbeinu brought down the Tvira and the Divine Presence from an upper world here into this world. Zacha Bahin HaKlal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael gained it, achieved it. Kol Yehudi Yachol Lilmod Tvira Me'ata. And therefore every Jew from the time onward can learn Torah. Ulam kol echad ve'echad zakuk od lematan tira pirati. However, every individual still requires an individual matan tira. La'amoid ala ma'amakim sheba, to plumb its depths, ulhavin v'lodas ha'isam la'amitam, and to understand these words of Torah properly, truly. In different words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tzarich legalois einav kedei sheyavin nifleis mitorasoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs to open the person's eyes in order to understand wonders from his Torah. This is, of course, a pasuk in Tehillim. Gal einai v'ere nifla'is. Ad kama shei amel v'yagia b'torah b'atzmoi. No matter how much a person toils, works in Torah by himself, still l'siyata d'ishmaya hu zakuk. There's still a certain element of siyata d'ishmaya, which is indispensable. Keitzad magi'im l'ze. How does one achieve this? Chazal umirim lanu zez. Chazal relate to us. Kashi Yoshua ben Chanina, bale Alexandria, she'alu. This is a Gemara in Yidat of Ein. They asked him, what should a person do to become wise? Omalain said to them, Yarbe bishiva vimaet bischira. Yarbe bishiva, you should spend a lot of time studying. Vimaet bischira, and limit the amount of time that he's engaged in business activities. Amru, they said back to him, Harbe asuchen velo ho'ilaim. Many people have tried that. It didn't quite help. So he modified his answer. Ela yevakshu achamim mimish achuchma sheloi. They should daven to the one to whom wisdom belongs. Shenema, he quoted a pasuk for them, Ki Hashem yiten chokhma, Hashem gives wisdom, mipiv das usvuna, from his mouth come knowledge and understanding. Tani Rabbi Chiya, mashal lemelech basar vadam, she'asa suda la'avodav, we compare this to this situation of a feast, umshager lo yehavav mema shelefanav. The king distributes to his beloved what is in front of him. My komash malan, deha beloiha loisagi. We'll see what that means now in the Rashi. Loihavav meshager mimash elefanav. The king distributes the food to those in front of him. Kach chokma, shei leohavav shel makoim, nesanala mipi velo motzar echer. The wisdom that which wishes to give, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives from his mouth, not from any other treasury. And then the end of the sugya, my komash malan, why did Yoshua ben Chanina initially tell them Yarbe b'yishiva, that they should spend a long time learning? Because ultimately he told them it depends on asking Hashem, davening for that. And the answer was, you can't have the one without the other. The one is a prerequisite for the other, as we're going to explain now. The author says, what's clear is, Kirak mipiv das usvuna, that's the first point. From Hashem's mouth come knowledge and understanding. Uvrachamim adavar telui. It depends on davening to him and asking him for that. It depends on his goodwill to dispense this wisdom. Vezoichim le'avanas ha'Torah rak al yedei tefila. One earns this understanding only through tefila. Ve'yarbe b'yishiva u'tnai sh'atfila tiskabel. The first answer he gave them, Yarbe b'yishiva, to spend time and to toil in learning, that's a prerequisite that a person's tefillah should be received. Yesh lavin es ha'mahalach b'zeh. We want to understand the process here. Techila na'amoid al divrei Rashi kan. First, let's look at the words of Rashi. Chochma shei lo yehavav shel makoim. Wisdom that he dispenses to those who love him. Zeh isbeo b'zas Hashem b'feik. Hey, we learned this in the fifth chapter. Ha'imshech b'Rashi ta'un bu. We want to focus here on the continuation of Rashi's words. Chochma shei v'chule nesana lein mipi v'lo yemotzar echer. He davka gives it from his mouth, not from some other treasury. And the Gemara quoted this pasuk, mipiv das usvuna. It comes from Hashem's mouth. Why does the pasuk use this terminology? What does this connote? Ha'inyan mevo'ar yosef b'shmuis rabba. A different midrash explains it more. The midrash says, gdoila chokhma, wisdom is great, ugdola mimena hadas v'atvuna. The levels of das and tivuna, insight, understanding, are greater than the level of wisdom. Hevei ki Hashem iten chokhma. That's explained by the pasuk. Chokhma Hashem dispenses fairly easily. Avalemishu ohev, those he loves, mipiv das usvuna. They receive a higher level, not just chokhma, but das usvuna that come from his mouth. Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Levi, chad minehoin omar, למה הדבר דוימה? למלך שהיה לו בן. He compares it to a king who has a son. בא בנוי מבייס הספי. His son comes from school. מצא תמחוי לפני אביו. And he sees it as a bowl in front of his father. His father is eating. נוטל אביו חסיכה אחת ונשנה לוי. His father takes a piece and gives it to his son. מה עשה בנוי? What does the son do? אמר לו, איני מבקש אלא מזה שבייסך פיך. The son says, I only ask for that which is in your mouth. מה עשה? What does the king do? נשנה מתוך פיו. The king gives him from his mouth. הווי כי השם ייתן חוכמה. That's again the meaning. Hashem gives wisdom fairly easily. וכל מי שמחבבו יעשה, but when Hashem has a special liking for the individual, מפיו דעשה זולה, then it comes from his mouth. Says the author, אין צורך להעריך כי הקדוש ברוך הוא משולל כל חומר וגשמיות. We don't need to elaborate on the fact that this is not meant literally. הקדוש ברוך הוא is not a physical entity in any sense whatsoever. ועניין מפיו מציין עניין עמוק ומופשט. וחזל use the term from his mouth. It indicates a deep and abstract concept. שאין לנו שום אפשרות לכנו יסוי, אלא בציור המורגל לנו. We have no capacity to relate it other than this physical term that we use, mouth. ברצועסנו להבין שמץ ממני. If we want to understand something of this, עלינו לחזור לביאס אדם ראשון. We have to return to the Bria of Adam Rishon, שכסוב שם, the Pasuk says, ויפח באפיו נשמס חיים. השם blew into him נשמה, ואמרו לחזל קומנט, מן דנופח מתויכוי נפח. The one who blows from the inside. It comes right from inside. הקדוש ברוך הוא blows, so to speak, from his inside into Adam. הווי אומר, now we understand a little better, כי מפיו הוא שורש נשמסנו. When חזל in these midrashim say that the wisdom, the understanding comes from Hashem's mouth, that's the blowing of Hashem into the neshama of the person. It's a reference to the root of the person's neshama. ועוד יסה לנו הרמחל furthermore explained, כי נשמה הוא לשון נשימה. נשמה היא נשימה are the same root, soul and breath. The pasuk in Iyov, ונשמס שדאי תביניהם. The breath of Hashem gives them understanding. היינו נשימס פיו תביניהם. It's as if Hashem's breathing the wisdom into the person, into his soul. הרי פיו, again, now a deep insight into these midrashim on the previous page. Hashem's mouth הוא שורש הנשמה בלכוס. It's a reference to the individual's neshama, whose root is in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Hashem is blowing that life into him and with it the wisdom. הנשמה לעולם אינה מנותקת משורשה. The soul is never detached from its root. וכל דעת וסבונה המיס בשפה הסבנו, any insight, any knowledge, any insight that is added to us, באויס מנשימה ספיב יסבורך כביכול. So to speak, come from Hashem's breath. He's breathing, just like by Adam Rishon. ויפח באפם. Hashem is breathing this into the root of the neshama and giving insight. So the author, הווה נקבל דברים אלה לאי כפשטים מופשטים או כדברי קבלה שאין לנו עסק בהם. Let's not take these words as abstract concepts or words of Kabbalah that we have no dealing with. הרס עצמנו אנו לומדים. What we're learning here is ourselves. We're studying ourselves להכיר ולהבין בדברים אלה, to understand these matters, these words. הן יש בנו נשמה אלוהית. We have, each Jew is within himself, a supreme soul. אשר מצד שורשה אנו מחוברים אל הבורא יתברך. Its root, the root of that soul is in הקדוש ברוך הוא. It's connected to him. איננו מרגישים בעילאיוס זה. We don't sense the supremacy of the soul. We're not sensitive to it. מרוב תרדויסינו בהבלים, because of our preoccupation in all sorts of things. אבל מי אומר לנו, who can tell us, שלא נוכל להסעלויס בכוח נשמה גבוהה זה, that we cannot rise with the power of this נשמה גבוהה, ולהמשיך על עצמנו השגויס גבוהס, and to draw upon ourselves very high perceptions and understandings, לזכויס גם אנחנו שתגיע אלינו מפיו דעס ותבונה. That we should earn that from Hashem's mouth should come to us certain levels of understanding. בנפש החיים מדייק מהמשל שחזל עוד דבר גדול. רב חיים מוולוז'ין points another דיוק from this משל on the previous page. ורמזו עיד בלשונם הקדישה, חזל הינט, שימשילו לתינוי כבא מבייס הספר דווקא. חזל made the point in the משל that the child is coming from school. After all, why did they have to say that? The point was that the child sees the king eating and the king gives him a piece and the son says, no, I want something from your mouth. Why did they have to point out that the son was coming from school? He could have come from anywhere or nowhere. Hoidiune emanas is Rachaim. They tell us, they specifically chose that point, She'ein mavoi ba'olam la'asigni tetzei or neshama. There's no entry, there's no possibility, no opening to attain these lights of the neshama, im lo al-yedei esek v'hayun v'isbonenus b'torah kedusha b'kedusha, unless one's involved in studying and learning and contemplating the Torah. That's why the point out the science comes from school. I mean, you're learning, one has to put that in. Both the Torah and the Neshama, as we're saying, come from one source. This is in Nefesh HaChaim, Isha Aleph. Says the author, Gam HaTorah ba'a mipiv. The Torah comes from Hashem's mouth. Shoresh HaTorah v'shoresh HaNeshama echadu. The intertwined, that root of the Neshama that we spoke about, which is in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is intertwined with the root of the Torah. They both come from Hashem's mouth. V'hine rak HaTorah hi sulam. Only the Torah is a ladder. Ha'oile ad pivis borach, that goes all the way to Hashem's mouth, ufoiseach es ha'itzar hazeh, from which this treasury can be opened, shemisham da'as usfuna, from which can come knowledge and understanding. Ve'hu asher bikesh ha'ben sheba mibeis ha'sefer, that's what the son who was coming from school, meaning this involvement in learning, that's what he's asking. Eini mevakesh ela mizeh shebesech picha, what I want is not from the bowl, I want from that which is in your mouth. Ve'zachal hazeh, he earned it, he received it. Zehu ha-matan Torah prati. That's what we refer to on the previous page as the individual matan Torah. She'anu mevakshim, that we seek from Hashem, we ask, kedei lizkos le'havana v'das Torah kedusha, in order to understand the Torah. Nimtzenu lemedim mizeh, what we learn from all of this, ki das usvuna einan ma'aloi samagios lanu mechutz lanu. These are not things that come from the outside. What we need to do is to open that wellspring which is within us, our root, the root of our neshama, it's within. It's just that to reach that root, one has to go through the process of toil in Torah. There's no other way to open that root. He has sulam mavianu el atzmenu. That the Torah, the engagement in Torah, is that root that brings us to ourselves. וחוסם הגאון רב חיים בנפש החיים שם, he continues, וזה שאמרו שם בשעה שם בישראל על הר סיני לקבל את התורה, חזר related us that when בני ישראל stood at הר סיני to receive the Torah, היו מבקשים לשמוע דיברוס מפי הקדוש ברוך הוא. They wanted to hear the דיברוס from the mouth of הקדוש ברוך הוא. וכמו שכסוב להקיצזין שיר השירים, ישקני מנשיקוי ספיו, let him kiss me, שבאיס המעמד המקודש, at that event, זכו כולם שיחיפף ומאיר עליהם זיו ניצצי זוהר בחינס הנשמה. They earned this idea that they were encompassed and illuminated by sparks of light בחינס הנשמה מנשמה ספיב. Their soul was shining with the breath of הקדוש ברוך הוא כביכול. והוא סויד הקיסרים שזכו בסיני. He says that's really the deep idea of the crowns that חזר speak about that they earned in סיני ושמחס עולם על רשם. ועל ידי כן זכו להשיג סיסרי פנימיוס נשמס התורה הקדושה. Through the process they also understood very deep levels of the Torah. Says the author, ונפלאו, כי לכל זה זכו מנצצי נשמסם הם. They earned all of this from the sparks of their neshama. Their neshama was powered, was energized in modern terminology, by Hashem's breath. As we said before, the neshama is rooted in him. הרי תורה הקדושה מביאה את האדם אל המיתוס עצמו. The Torah brings a person to the truth of himself, there's no other way to reach it. Furthermore, the author himself is pointing out a further diuk in the mashal. The king initially without any prompting wanted to give him from the bowl that he had in front of him. אבל הבן סירב, the son refused, ואמר, איני מבקש אלא מזה שבזך פיך. I ask only for that which is in your mouth. הרי הנסינה כזאת צריך לבקש. You have to ask for that. If it's the bowl, the king gives it. Like we saw before, the Midrashim say, Chochma Hashem gives, it dispenses quite easily. So, but this higher level, a person has to request. Hu Hashem mu besugya denida, that's what the Gemara says in that sugya denida, the one we began with on the previous page, ki berachamim adavar talui. Rachamim and tefillah. Ela yevakshu rachamim imi shachochma shaloi. Rabbi Yoshua ben Echanina told him, a person needs to ask from the one who is the master of wisdom. Without asking, one cannot earn this. Two explanations now. The simple process and the deeper process. So, המהלך הפשוט הוא זה. The simple process is as follows. עסק התורה הוא בעיקר במוח. Involvement in Torah is mostly in the mind. It's intellectual. Hatefila hi avodah shebalev. Tefila is avodah shebalev. Halev u'moshav ha'chayus. The lev, the heart, is the seat of life. V'amoach moshav ha'sechel. The brain is the seat of intellect. Shneim beyachad emika adam. Together, they constitute a human being. Yegi'as ha'moach po'yisachas esmayana neshama b'shosha. Toiling with the mind opens that root of the neshama. It opens it wellspring. Umekoim klitas advarim ho'lev. Where those insights are absorbed is in the heart. We spoke about this much earlier in the Sefer. Im amal ha'sechel b'torah po'yisachas esmayana. One way to picture it is as follows. Intellectual toil opens the wellspring. Hatefila po'yisachas esakli. But tefillah opens the container. If it's just the water flowing there, but you have nothing with which to collect it, it wouldn't be much good. So the toil, the intellectual toil, opens the spring. Tefillah opens the container with which to contain it. That's a simple mahalach. Hamahalach be'oimek huzeh. The deeper process is as follows. Hatorah ya sulam hamagi ad shoresh haneshama. We said that above. The Torah is the ladder that goes all the way to the root of the neshama, ve'hatorah gam yachad, because we said the roots there are intertwined. The root of the neshama and the Torah are both in Hashem's mouth. Uvdavrenu al yosherash neshama. We speak about the root of the neshama. Aleinu radas kizu inyan ram v'nisa. We need to know that this is a very high and exalted matter. Ve'etzem ha'inyan sheishkoach bo'ilam. The very concept, the very idea that there's such a force in the world, meaning the Torah, ve'hatorah. Hamagiyacham, that we go all the way to the root of the neshama. Umsugal lavi lechach, and is capable of bringing this about, shemipiv das uzvuna, that we get right to the root, and from Hashem then comes knowledge, humipilei haboreis barach. That's it's a wonder. This is something very, very high. V'inei kanu amakon matan tira prati. This is the place for this individual matan tira. Ha'asagois sheyeshnan mipiv izbarach. That insight that one gets, the knowledge one gets from Hashem's mouth, Hinalis and Mois, a very high hasagois. Ve'eich yachoil adam karutz mechoimer lekabel oisam. How can a physical human being contain and accept and receive these besecho musagim ha'peshutim shelo within his simple and straightforward concepts? Harei b'mashe Moshe Rabbeinu alav shalom hirid ha'Torah milemala lemata. In this process, when Moshe Rabbeinu draws down the Torah from above to below. Lomad, we learned above, this was in Daf Kuf Yud. We learned above. Shatora lemata. We learned this above, on Daf Kuf Yud, that the relationship between the two Torahs, the Torah that preceded the creation of the world by 974 generations, that primeval Torah is the Nimshal, and our version of the Torah, the Luchos we received, is like the Mashal. Remember we spoke about Mashal HaKadmoini. That's what we learned there. Al derech ze alenu lavin. It's in the same vein that we have to understand here. Ki adas usvuna milemala. That knowledge that one attains up there, haynu mishor she neshama, on the level of the root of the neshama, tzrichim adayin lehurid el amoch v'alev shelanu lemata. One still has to pull it down to our mind and our heart here below. V'laze tzrichim otziat adishmai miyochedes. That process of translating that, of taking that higher saga into this level, requires a particular form of siyata dishmaya. Ze talui bitfila. That depends on tefila. Moshe Rabbeinu alav shalom amar, ushmartem va'asisem. Observe, do, ki hi chochmaschem uvinaschem lenei amim. It is your wisdom in front of the nations. Ki mi goy gadoil asher lo elokim korvim elav. Which other nation is there with a God so close? Kashem elokeinu bechol korvim elav. Like Hashem, who is our God, whenever we turn to Him. Umi goy gadoy la shelochukim u'mishpatim tzedekim. Which other nation has such righteous laws? Kechol ha'Torah hazeh asher anochi noseh lefneichem hayom. Like the story that I placed before you today. In Vayischanan. Harei batefila nehi HaKadosh Baruch Hu karov eleinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is emphasizing this closeness. Elohim krovim elav bechol koreinu elav. Whenever we call to Him, it's through tefila that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is closer to us. Ur'ei leshon hazav shel Rashi, v'chois dav dalet amud beis, dibom etchev zeh asimech, Rashi there says, yadam mekarev l'kadosh bo elav. A person should draw a kadosh bo near to him, umratzeu betishbachois v'kilushin shel yitzeis mitzayim, and please Hashem through our praises by invoking yitzeis mitzayim, v'hu miskarev elav, and a kadosh bo comes closer. Harei mamash HaKadosh Baruch Hu kivyachol miskarev el ha'adam al yedei tefilasei. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes closer and closer through the tefila. V'yiskarvus zeis shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu el ha'adam. That process of Hashem nearing the person Here mevia itah es a shefa shel das usvona mipim. That's what brings with it not just the insight, but the ability to draw it down. Lesech liboy shel adam kfitu vunasehu, into the person's heart on this level, according to his own understanding. Adkan.